Nell was a school teacher way out west, but she gave up teaching. She liked diddling best. Now it was a standing bet in our hometown that there were no two men, black or brown, who could frog old Nell and hold her down. Till one day there strode into the bar Wild and Woolly Pisspot Pete, fresh off the range from diddling sheep. Pisspot laid his jaw upon the bar, and the old folks say it reached from thar to thar. Pete yelled for a bottle, then turned as he spoke. I've spent a year on the range with a rusty load in my poke. I've palmed a few batches on the hill where I sat, changed hands and gained a stroke, caught it in my hat. On cold winter's nights, I go to bed with a sheep, then leave my John soaked till the shit is knee-deep. Now I want a gal, no two-bit whore. She must be a good one, who knows all the score. There's only one woman any good I hear tell. She's a hustling chippy, a bitch called Nell. Now just the sound of that name brought a hush o'er those walls. The only noise in the room was Pete, scratching his balls. So you want old Nell, said a voice from the door. Well, that's what I'm called. I'm that old whore. I hear you're here bragging. I know your sort. There won't be any price. We'll do it for sport. But I'll take a bet, anything you can name. Mine against yours, and only one winner in the game. It's a deal, yelled Pete. And the crowd gave a holler. Then the betting began. No odds. Dollar for dollar. They all shook hands, and the bets were made for Pete and Nell to screw and spar up on the hill, back of the bar. And when the day arrived, thousands fought for a seat, just to watch that half-breed hide his meat. A shout arose when the half-breed came, dressed and ready for that deadly game. Nell came out, and the crowd gave a cheer, for on Nell's face there was a sneer for this little old shriveled man who dared to brag he could frog her can. They turned and sparred, twisted and squeezed, first one, then the other on their knees. Fought and fought for hours and hours, tore down trees, grass and flowers. The sneer was gone from old Nell's pan. All her thoughts were on her can. Neither smiled, neither spoke, till suddenly Nell missed a stroke and Pisspot nailed her as she broke. And the ground was torn for miles around where poor Nell's ass had drug the ground. Nell died that day, all broken and tore, and they hung her pants on the crap house door. Poor, poor Nell.